Hello, guys. God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And really, really great, great sharings from everyone. Marie, bless your heart. And what a God we serve. We really do serve a faithful Heavenly Father who wants us to be blessed, who wants us to enjoy this life to all its fullness, really have abundance in every area of our life because we serve a mighty God. And, you know, I've just been so blessed. Me and Amber have been so blessed since, well, even before going to India, but also coming back from India. You know, we're just so blessed in what God is doing. Like, He really is opening great doors for us because our heart and our focus is to move His word all in the UK, all out of the UK. And so, you know, we mean business in the sense of speaking. And I'm just really thankful to God for my dad and my mum and for their stand, and that, you know, we can take also a great stand in this wonderful calling that God has called us. And I think that's really important to know and understand, that God has called each and every one of us to a great calling. And, you know, the devil likes to make us not see that we're called. He likes us to be focused in what we're doing. Like, I work a lot of hours, but even within myself working, my focus is there. And, you know, when you keep your focus with God, He really does give you everything that you need. He really does open the doors for you to speak. He brings the people to speak to. And it's just been really great to see that evidently happening in my own life, just how easy it is. I've had so many open doors with people, just sharing the love of God and just being that witness and, you know, not chasing anyone. Like, God really is opening the doors, and I can just see, you know, God opening the floodgates of many, many laborers, because they're out there. They really are out there. And when someone has a desire for this, God is surely going to answer that, because God's desire is to have all men saved and come to the knowledge of truth. And as we know, that word saved is sozodis, heal, deliver, protective, preserve, made whole. It's the whole package. Nothing is left out through what Jesus Christ accomplished. And so, you know, we're enjoying the finished works of Christ. Everything He's done, we get to enjoy and rule and reign in this life by one Christ Jesus. And it's just really taking that stand and living in that way. And it's up to us. It's up to us how, you know, how we want to live. And, you know, I think Fred said it earlier, you know, if there's no vision, the people wander aimlessly. And so, you know, it's good to have vision. It's good to have the desires. And if you don't have those things, then ask God, you know, ask and it shall be given to you. And, you know, what a wonderful life we get to live when we make that decision to live for God and not take any messing with it. You know, I'm sure Jesus Christ didn't decide just to live for God and then did what He wanted to do. No, He didn't. He did everything instructed by what God was putting in His heart to do. And so, you know, I'm seeing that's all we have to do, is when we do what God has shown us to do in a day, you know, the windows of heaven are open above us. Like, we are blessed when we lie down. We're blessed when we rise up. We're blessed when we come in, when we go out. We have favor with all men. Like, wherever we go, we got favor, because we're serving the one true living God. And, you know, Jesus Christ didn't just came so that we're bombed down and washed out and, you know, faithless, but with faith, abounding in faith and expectation upon our God. And, you know, what a wonderful life. What a just a blessing to really live this life in front of God. You know, we're not living it in front of anyone else. Like, we're living this life in front of God. God sees and knows everything that we do, but just to live that with Him with a free heart and a free mind, knowing that we have been set free from condemnation, that we've been set free from all the yokes of bondage that the devil had upon the world, that we're set free from. And Paul even says, you know, let's not get entangled again in the yoke of bondage. You know, we don't want to be entangled with the affairs of this life, but rather to speak those heavenly words, to live from the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus, because that's where we're seated spiritually. And it's either we believe it or we say we believe it, but live a different way. And, you know, that's why it's you and God, because you're not proving anyone to any, you know, you're not proving yourself to anyone, but you're living your life unto God. And like, our God is our Heavenly Father, and He really wants us to understand this very simple truth, not being mixed with traditional teaching, but the truth, the words coming from above. Like, Jesus Christ lived on every word proceeding out of the mouth of God. And so we do the same. We live by every word proceeding out of the mouth of God, because that is our food. That is our nourishment to really function within the kingdom of God. And if we're not receiving those heavenly words, how can we function in the kingdom of God? Because we're just receiving carnal words or carnal things. This will not produce fruit in our spiritual life. As we know, if we sow to the flesh, we're going to reap corruption of the flesh. So let's do what's going to be beneficial to us for our individual walk with God. So what is that? You know, sow into the Spirit. Okay, how do I sow to the Spirit? Well, there's many things we can do to operate the spiritual mindset, and that's speaking in tongues is one of them. Fellowshipping with the body of Christ. You know, having a connection one-on-one with a leader who's walking in the right way, in the right doctrine. Because if we're not practicing the right doctrine, we're going to be fruitless. But if we're doing the right way, the way that Jesus Christ explained, you know, He said, if you remain in Me, you will bear much fruit. So, you know, the indication to know if we're walking rightly is, you know, by fruit. And, you know, since me and Amber connected to Dad again back 3 years ago, you know, like, God worked that I'm not just connecting to my dad because he's my dad. Like, we went to God for this very thing. Like, everything we do, we should do with God, and God should be directing it. And this is what God directed. So, you know, since we've received these heavenly words the right way, like, all we have done is abound. All we have done is been blessed. We've been receiving laborers. Like, the fellowship is growing. And so, like, not only is that one fellowship growing, but also the kids' fellowship that God put in our heart to do is growing. And so, like, God is the one that will build His house. Otherwise, we labor in vain. Very powerful, very simple. Not by might, nor by power, but by My Spirit, saith the Lord. That says that in Zechariah. So, if we're doing things by the Spirit of God, we're going to be fruitful. We're going to have the manifestations of the Spirit. Signs, miracles, and wonders will be following them because you're believing. And so it's not a case of how well-knowledged I am and how well-versed and scriptured I am, but how's my relationship with God? What's my desire? What's the focus? Like, that's big keys for me. And these little things which God has helped me sharpen up on over the last 3 years is really powerful foundation, which keeps you steady, which keeps you focused. Because we shouldn't be focused 1 minute, focused not the next minute, here, there, and everywhere. Like, God is not a God of confusion, but God wants us to be steady in our walk with Him, that we're completing and running the race that's set before us. And so, like, this is very, very simple. And so God wants and desires for all of us to abound in great fruit in every area of our life. If that be moving God's word, if that even be in our jobs or wherever we are, God wants us at the very top, at the very highest level. Because, again, you look through the Holy Scriptures and just look at the Old Testament. Look at David. Look at Joseph. Look at Moses. Look how God prospered them. Look how God seated them in their earthly vessel. God promoted them because they did what God was putting in their heart to do. And even though it was a bit, not, I wouldn't say controlling, but it was a bit more demanding back then with God. But now, like, God is saying it's your choice, and if we don't make that choice, then we don't reap the benefit in that sense. And so, like, as I can say for you, since
we've connected and really done this with our heart, really praying for the laborers, because like this is what it's about. It's about having God's kingdom, heaven, here on earth. And we're the ones to do that, but we have to be focused with God, and we have to make that committed decision and not be double-minded in the direction that we're going, because we'll just be played. We'll be played and we'll be in confusion. And God does not want that. God wants us focused, ready-minded, ready to go, ready to give an answer to any man that asketh of the hope that's in us. And so we can really take that stand. We can really make, you know, ripple effect. Like, you know, when you chuck a stone in the water, it makes a massive ripple effect, especially if it's a big stone. And so, you know, let's be a big stone. Let's make ripple effects in the spiritual kingdom. Because as we know, you know, our war is not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities and powers of the air. As we speak right now, there is a spiritual war going on above us. So as we take our stand and we speak those heavenly words and we move and sow to the spirit, we're going to be causing great ripple effect in that spiritual kingdom. And God is able to communicate with us. God is able, like God is speaking every day. I really feel like I want to encourage that God is communicating. God is working with us. Like, he's not up there silent. Like, he's really not. Like, he sent Jesus Christ to have a relationship with each and every one of us. And so take advantage right now. Like, because the time is short. Like, we're like, but the grass. So like, we want to make the decision with God and just run. Again, run that race. Run, set your sight on the mark of the high calling of God. That's my desire. You know, I want to do God's work. And so if I can be found faithful in the simple things, even that be spiritual and carnal, then I know God will be able to entrust me with the big things, spiritual or carnal. So like, God is a good God, and God has many, many preordained works set before us that we should be walking in them. And the only way we're going to find ourselves walking in them is when we're doing these very simple practices, you know, saying what we want, not what we see. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Let's speak good. Let's not spoil our garden with our words. Let our garden grow with the goodness of God's heavenly words. That's the water for those plants. It's the heavenly words which will cause our garden to flourish in every way. And so we speak life. Jesus Christ said, my words are spirit and life. So let's speak life despite the situation, despite what's in front of us. We speak the end result, the right result, which God, you know, the result that God wants. So we say that and we speak this, and there's great fruit in this, like great benefit. Like God really wants us to benefit. And so when we just do these simple tasks, like God says, okay, so this is your choice. This is up to you. Do you want the benefit or do you not? Like I cannot give if you're not doing. Like, cause it's by your choice. So if you want to live like the world, then I, unfortunately, you know, I can only direct you and protect you in that place that you're in, but there's not really much more I can do. Because we know that God will never leave us nor forsake us, but when we're living unto the world, his hands are tied. And God doesn't want his hand tied. He wants to move freely in your life. But that only comes down to the individual on their choice and what they believe in their heart. And so this is why this sound doctrine is very, very important. Because you have got the Spirit of God living inside you. You are very, very powerful. And God is working in you greatly, effectively, powerfully. And so, like, what a time to live. What a time to be on this earth to manifest God's light and kingdom. And so, like, just really, really blessed. And hearing everyone share, like, God has a great plan and purpose for each and every one of us. And so we should be greatly encouraged, greatly joyful. Because our God is for us, and if our God is for us, nothing can be against us. God will always cause us to abound. He will turn everything around for our good, because he's our Heavenly Father, and like all glory to God.
And so, yeah, that's what I wanted to share.